Say What? Say What radio show. With no agenda. It's always a surprise. But if we're not having fun, we're doing something wrong.
Welcome to the Say What special show, Woo Woo Reality. And this is chapter 11. My name is Nancy Hopkins, and these podcasts will be made into a book at some time soon, I hope. Today, this is for February 28th, 2026. And today, we're going to play a 43-minute clip. Now, this deals with the August 2015, and it's the Gold King mine spill that happened in Colorado above the Animas River, and it was like 3 million gallons of just awful pollution. Okay. Jean Rockefeller called me, and a friend of hers was living on the river. And she went to Jean saying, is there anything you can do? And she went to myself and Walt and said, is there anything you guys can do? So I let Walt know what was happening. And I said, just look and see what's on Google. You know, how are they, you know, presenting this? And they had a bunch of pictures of this river that was just, for as far as you could see, it was all orange. I mean, like dark orange, not just light orange, dark orange. And they, at the time, it was, it had happened a little bit earlier, but basically it was happening. Okay. And so we got on Skype together and decided, okay, well, let's just see what we know, what we can do to try to alleviate this problem, because they were estimating that Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, Utah, and the entire Navajo Nation were going to have their water supply screwed up, poisoned, because this river, the Animas River, was a tributary to the Colorado River. So it was being said that this might be the biggest environmental disaster ever. So we get together, and Walt was doing the same thing I was. I introduced him. I said that he's a shaman, that, and a very good one. But he also had, you know, voices in his head. He would listen to the guides. He would make devices that he'd just get this picture in his head and he'd have to make it. Now, Tesla said the same thing about himself. He thought it was ETs that were talking to him. I'm not sure it's not, but he admitted that he was getting these thoughts in his mind and then just had to build them. Well, that was not only Walt, but myself. And we both believed very strongly that there was a spirit that had created probably Earth herself, but definitely all the life on it, that in my estimation was a creator God. You've got God Almighty, but God Almighty can create creator gods, I mean, lesser gods. So he could hear Gaia, and I also could talk to her at that time. I don't remember having conversations with Gaia. I didn't even know who Gaia was for a while. But when I was contacted with her, I had virtually any question I had, I could ask her. And I'd get a voice in my head. And I told you that the Galactic Federation sent a signal, you know, into my right forehead. Well, she would always talk through my right ear. One day we were doing this, because Walt and I were doing stuff like this all the time. I'm just picking out the ones that I think are most demonstrate what we were doing, what we were capable of doing. So this 43 minutes is the actual time I was recording it on Skype of us discussing how do we deal with this situation. I also want you to know Walt the way I know him. He's extraordinarily brilliant, extraordinarily educated. He knows more about weird stuff than probably all of us combined. So as he goes through it, he's talking about different energy devices that he's already made. Each of those energy devices was based on a science, enterology. They were very specific for whatever project he was working on. So there's a couple of them that he mentions that I just want to give some clarity to. He mentions the satellites. I have a sister who was having some neurological problems, and I said to him, "Can you get me a energy device that will help her out?" So one day he says, "I finished." We started calling it the Heidi because Heidi was my sister's name. And he says to me, "I built the Heidi, but I did something different with it." And I said, "What are you talking about?" And he said, "Well, I had this satellite system." He at one time he had satellite TV. I don't know what company he was associated with, but you have the device, the antenna on your roof that's pulling in a signal from space. And he got out of that particular way of getting internet and stuff. And but the antenna was still up there. And he knew that even though he wasn't accessing what was going into the antenna, it was still going in from the satellite. So for some reason, and this is the magic of him, he would do these things and then he wouldn't know really what to do about it, what was happening. He'd send me a device and I don't know what it is. So it was my job to figure out what he had built and what it was supposed to be used for. And oddly enough, we were a really good team. So I said, "All right, let's get on Skype." We get on Skype and I said, "Okay, explain to me what you're doing." And he had taken the Heidi device and instead of the receiving equipment that had been taken out of the antenna, he put in this Heidi device. So I'm looking at it and remote viewing it. And I'm looking at it, and what's happening is that the satellite that's sending its internet signal down to the antenna television. And what was happening was that the Heidi device was, I don't know what word to use, it kind of infecting the signal that was coming from the satellite, in that signal would hit the device, and the device would cause a takeover of the signal. And it was being taken over by Shungite. So I could see that all of these satellites up there that are with this company, this one company, they are a whole bunch of them. The signal is coming from the ground that tells them to give it to the antenna. All right. But it's also connecting with another signal. So the entire signaling system of this TV company's satellites had now been permeated with a Shungite signal. And any satellite that went underneath it, well, it also would kind of like, start to have the Shungite energy associated with it. So when we talk about the Shungite web, which is one we've talked about in other shows, where you've got pieces of Shungite here, there, everywhere, it's all over the world now. It's a huge number of people that have signed up. We don't even know how many people haven't put themselves on that. But you have all of these satellites up there. So he mentions the satellites. He also mentions the Shungite grid, meaning the ground grid. Okay. He also mentions the reality dialer and the cube. I'm not going to get into the specifications of that, but essentially the reality dialer is a way of programming the cube with different energies. And the cube, which is it's a very large cube. It's like 6 inches by 6 inches by 6 inches. It's huge, very heavy. That is in the Merkabah and was able to become the source point of a new reality. Now, when he and I got together, we didn't know we were going to do any of this stuff, but we did, and it took years to program that cube the way that we thought it should be. I'm not going to get into it, but I wanted you to know that this is just a way of showing you the depth and breadth of the energy work that we were really engaged in. So I'm going to play this 43 minutes, and remember that it's happening. We're talking about what we're going to do. But I do want you to know that the day after we did this water cleaning that was supposedly going to destroy the water systems of all these states in the Navajo Nation. And yes, there's always that kind of a thing. Oh my God, the world is ending, and maybe it was that, maybe it wasn't a problem, but they didn't know it at the time. But I don't really believe that. I believe that what we did cleaned that river and kept it clean. On the promo for this show, you're going to see a side by side, what was it looking like and what is it looking like now? Because even if it wasn't going to be as bad, the river was polluted. Linda Morse was the woman who lives on the river, and we ended up getting into contact with her. And she agreed to take one of our devices and drop it from the bridge over the river. So all this is happening before that, and he's talking about getting that to her too. But the day after we do all this, she went down to the river and it was absolutely clear. Well, I won't say that. It was absolutely clear water, but she could see orange on the bottom of the river, just slight orange still there. So we, when she put the device in, and it took, he was working with it. For somebody else. It was almost ready to go. So we decided that we would kind of like hijack it and use it for this particular situation we were in. Anita Benz was the one that he was doing it for, who some people would know. Very, very interesting character. Anita Benz. But anyway, so he also mentions that when she put that in there, I think it was like 3 days after the 43-minute clip that she got it in there. And then all of the orange color that was in the bottom of it, you couldn't see that either. So we're going to play that now. I hope you enjoy it. He also tells us a secret. It's not a secret, but it's a secret to most people about how to harness cosmic power. And I hope that when you're going through it, you're going to pay attention when he starts talking about atomines. Okay. And he has me go through a exercise to open up my crown chakra to take in this energy that then we can, it actually flows out through your eyes. And I know for a fact that what he was talking about is a real thing and a real phenomenon. And I think that the time has come to bring that out to people, that this is a very simple way of harnessing massive power through the human being. You might want to pay attention to that. And I highly recommend, he steps me through it. He'd done it before, but he steps me through the process. And I suggest when you're listening to it, open up to, what he's saying to do and just do it. You don't have to use it to manifest anything, but the feelings that you get when you do it are really nice. I'll say nice. Okay. They're amazing. Anyway, here comes the tape. Thank you for being here. We appreciate you.
Yes, I ask if the energy of the Shanghai grid could be enlisted in working at repairing the river. It said yes. Open up your chat. I want to type a text. The elementals of the water, they're not called devas or elves or any or fairies. They're called undines.
Undines.
Sometimes some authors spell it with an O. And I ask if the contamination is strong enough to hurt them, and I got a yes. So I ask Gaia, have you taken them, have you pulled them out of the area before they get hurt? And I got a yes. And then I asked, I was remembering, after you, I hung up with you, I was remembering what you said. That one of your pendants was taken to be replicated. So I thought, well, if the djinn are able to surround each undine with a fullerene field, would the undines be able to work on the water without being hurt? And I got yes. Then I asked if the turtle that I'm making for Inelia, I modified the magnetic resonator inside to make it a little bit stronger. Even it has two plates as opposed to one. And I was asking if the turtle were to be placed in a tributary of the river, if it would help heal the river. And I got yes. I don't know if this wherever I don't know where this person lives, it would be ideal to put a turtle upstream of wherever this mine is and then downstream. So that first off, it's charging the water, the clean water that's because I take it that this didn't happen at the very birth of the river. It happened somewhere in the middle.
The Gene's friend is actually below where the spill is. So
Okay.
she's right. She's not on the river. She's on a tributary, but that's been affected because of the spill above her.
Okay.
However, and I wondered about this myself, and yes, it's true that it would be nice if we were above it, but we know that when I put the magnet and anything on the cold water intake, it went back too. It went upstream.
Upstream and downstream.
Upstream and downstream because.
Working in linear terms, and this thing doesn't care.
Right. Because again, it's the vibration of the molecules. So whether the molecules are traveling downstream, there's still a body of molecules. And it shouldn't matter where it's put in.
Correct. Plus, there's the beauty of the programmability of the Shanghai that it'll do what you ask it. So if you're asking it, go all the way to the birth of the river, it'll do that.
What I got was that okay, this is the problem, is that we've been pulled into the old world's reality.
Oh,
All
okay.
right, that's not in our reality. That's not happened in our reality. We're still clean, all right? However, out of compassion and empathy, and because somebody there asked Jean, who asked us, all right, now we have to respond if we're going to be compassionate and understand where they're coming from. So, it's the storyline and the witnessing, okay? It's the 3D needs to have a physical. We can't do it etherically like we can on Mars or with a Jin Nation or any of that. We have to be able to give them a physical object with which to place in the water, and the Jin then will make sure that it is protected. You know, they'll probably start playing ball with it or something to
So I
keep.
take it this woman's property is on the edge, on the shore of this.
I'm not sure. I am absolutely not sure. And I said, Jean, she said, no. She said she just got an email from this woman explaining that she was, in fact, part involved in this spill. And so then Jean thought, well, maybe we had something that we could do. And so I said, so she doesn't know anything about this device, or you know, because we've got to get with her to say, you know, this is what we need you to do. At first, I'm thinking, oh, if we throw it in the water, it's going to start going. It'll be taken by the waters, and you know, it could end up on the shore. You know, I mean, I went totally into 3D because I'm dealing. I have to deal there for a little bit, you know, and then I realized, no, she said it was a tributary. Okay, so it was a tributary, and they're polluted. It means that the water's not running into the Colorado, it's coming from the Colorado, which means that yes, we have to be able to have a resonant field that goes up the river, and that it's not going to get wherever that tributary is going to go. I don't think, well, like I say, then I talked to Jin, and
Did she forward you this person's email?
no, we haven't got that far yet.
Okay, so that you two can, go
I'm
back.
actually recording this because I didn't know what would happen, and I said to Jean, the best thing for me to do is just, I'll record what if you know, if something special happens, I'll just have it on recording so that she'd know. But no, the more I think about it, it's more that we have to have a storyline. Okay, so Walt and Nancy got together and they got with Jean and Jean's friend, and they gave her the device, and the device got thrown into the water, and magically, with the help of the djinn and the elementals, because yes, to protect the element, that was what I said, to think of the animals. You know, so how close are you to getting this finished for Anelia?
I did the pour today at noon. So tomorrow, all I have to do is put them together and put the resin between the two, so that'll cure and that'll be one more day. So,
Okay, so let's use that one for the Colorado. Did
okay.
you imbue it with energies for Amelia, or you were?
Right now, it's running the oxygen tone,
Okay, all right.
plus the power. Since you do that remote viewing thing, can you remote view the power one and tell me what is the color? It's running oxygen, which happens to be the same tone as abundance.
Well, it's mostly white.
Oh, interesting.
It's got like a blue tinge to it. But it's not, it's like a weird thing because it's the blue is more it, well, okay, it's like a light robin eggs blue kind of thing. Light blue, but it's on the edges of the color. It's like you'll see it like almost like a halo of color. Whereas the rest of it is blue, and actually, I mean white, and is actually looks like oxygen. It looks like little bubbles of oxygen.
Okay,
That's what
perfect.
it seems.
Then that's the right frequency for it.
Would seem so.
And then, well,
Now, did you ask them if we needed to add anything to the device, or you just talked about the device, and they said it would work?
I was asking if it would help at healing. Also, once the device goes in the water, I take it the djinn can avail themselves of it and use the energy of the device to protect the Undines so that they can do their healing work on the water without them getting hurt.
That would make sense because the first thing that Jean said to me when I said, you know, I think the djinns can work, and she said, well, you got all the elementals there too. So, and then you brought in the piece of protecting the elementals. I wouldn't have even thought of it.
Yeah, because if the djinn can protect themselves with the Shungite, so what about everybody else? Let everybody else get protected with Shungite.
Right.
So, and the other thing I was asking if it was also conceivable, but you said that something physical is needed. I was thinking in terms of the same way that you have that portal in the Gulf. I said if there were portals installed along the length of the river, can they help to transmute, clear, and release this contamination? And I got a yes on the pendulum, but Just because I got a yes doesn't mean that it has to be done.
Well, no, we should do it because we need the 3D storyline, but that doesn't mean that it keeps us from doing etheric work. That's what I'm getting is that we have to give them some 3D story because they're not going to believe that we sat here and dreamed up these etheric things that then cleaned everything, you know?
Well, I don't care about others, but for myself, I did my thing where, in the name of humanity and Gaia, I revoked all unconscious agreements with the existence of that spill. So I don't care who did it or what, but I don't agree to it existing at all, consciously and
Well,
unconsciously.
I would. Okay, so what are we going to do about, shall we put up an etheric? Did they give you any blueprint for what the etheric system should look like? What did they, did you get any?
So the thing that I envisioned that I was asking is along the length of the river is tetrahedrons, like the portals in the Gulf.
Okay.
And then if the djinn can pull power from the Shanghai grid, use that power to protect the Andes, produce fullerene fields around them, and then use that power on the etheric portals. So
I'm getting that it should be the Sun Gaia device.
Not you mean those as opposed to tetrahedrons?
Yeah.
So
Oh,
they can do
now what I'm seeing. Ooh, what am I seeing? No, I'm seeing the black, the full black one, the life one.
the
Right.
black
And
tetrahedron. Hold on. What? Parece aguas. Okay. Oh, parece agua. So the tetrahedron that you have with the
what we need to do is think in terms of creating the the black tetrahedron, but at each of the three points, okay, it's, huh?
four. Tetrahedron has 4 points.
No, the base.
Oh, okay, the
Okay,
base.
the base. I'm sorry. At the base, the sun Gaias have to be the base.
Oh, like a miniature version of it?
Yeah, like they're gonna like yes. Well, no, we actually think of the sun Gaia as the size that we're gonna work from. Okay? And then the tetrahedron is gonna come off of it. But the sun Gaia needs to be there in order to do something with Gaia's energy and the something to do with balancing with Gaia. They don't want it sitting, they don't want the pier. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. They're going to create a vortex. See, there's no place to send this. This fucking shit has got to be destroyed. Okay? So there's it's not like a vortex where we can put something there and send it home. It's a vortex that will pull in all of this garbage stuff, okay? Inside it. All right? And then what they'll do is that they'll use the oxygen creator to basically just cook it until the shungite and the oxygen, it'll just bring it back to its elementals and be okay.
Can the Shanghai grid or the turtle pulse the frequency to neutralize this?
Well, that's what it's going to do.
To cancel this?
Yeah,
So
that's it's.
you're describing the tetrahedron, and at each point there's a Shanghai?
Yeah.
Is that what you described?
Yeah.
Okay.
And apparently we don't need many more than I'm getting three.
Okay. So and these are to be. What are they saying about location? Is it supposed to be at the beginning, the middle, and the end of the spill?
One's b above the spill, the other one is right there at the spill. And that's to disperse ooh, that's nasty. That's to disperse a lot of. Oh, God. All right, wait a minute. I gotta. Okay, what's going on? All those bastards. Okay, don't get angry. What's going on is that they're focusing a tremendous amount of evil into that place. It's an outright attack on Gaia. It's really nasty. So what they need to do is they need to address the energy field that's growing around where the toxic spill is. Because unfortunately, you've got a lot of people out there like you, me, and Jean, who are going like, we can't, this, we don't accept this. But there's an awful lot of people out there that really get their jollies off of the, oh, catastrophe, oh, you know, death. I mean, unfortunately, there's an evil that's out there that keeps raising its little head. And so they need one there. Then they need one downstream to.
So there's some, you as a remote viewer, there's something you can do right now. Now, I don't know if you're willing to do it.
What's that?
Since you can pinpoint this, I don't care what how it looks, but you can see this point, and you maybe there's a reason they gave you the code to access your divinity. This is what you need to do is become aware of your crown chakra and see it open like the petals in a flower. I don't know if you at this time you want to use the sonic code, but what you're doing is you're pulling in your I am essence.
Okay.
You're pulling it in into your body through the crown chakra, and as it's coming in, it's spiraling at very high speed. Now, as it's coming into your head, your eyes become projectors, and whatever it is that you're looking at, you become aware that there are two streams of high velocity adamantine particles shooting out of your visual ray, and you see it hitting this target. And as you do that, you declare, "May the I am that I am receive you and restore your soul. Nothing resists this. Nothing can resist this. There's no antidote for them for this." The I am that I am receives you and restores your soul.
Well, shit, that's fun.
What did you witness?
Well, I just kept focusing on the. It's interesting because it's like. It's almost like I'm on top of the ravine. And looking across the river, but not exactly because it's like there's I'm halfway down. I'm like. Halfway down the ravine, there's still stuff above me. There's ground above me. There's ground below me. But I've got this overview perspective of the river, and what I'm feeling or what's being represented is like mines, but old-fashioned mines, you know, with the wood and stuff and
Yep, the trusses.
the trusses and stuff all over to the right, and in the middle of where the river is from. Where that mine is, and again, it's more like where I am, you know. It's not above me, it's just sort of, well, it's a little bit above me, but it's not much above me. But I mean, it's at that same level. And there was this huge gunk of just awful energy that was suspended through the entire ravine area. And that's what I said when I got there. It was like, oh crap, what is this stuff, you know? And it was all thought energy, it wasn't. You know, I'm not seeing anything particularly sorcerer in it. You know, it's thought energy. It's weird human friggin' thought energy. And so then when you just stepped me through that, I kept just staring at it. You know, theoretically, got my eyes closed. I'm just staring at it, and it dissipated, but it sort of dissipated as if every single person that had put that evil thought in that position, the thought got sucked back into them. And I'm sure that there was millions of people that suddenly had a tremendous awakening. That it
Yeah.
was like, I mean, all I can tell you is that I felt the connection to all these people, and then I saw it, that their thought form just be sucked back into them, carrying the releasing the soul image to it,
Did you
restoring the
see
soul.
the streams of particles coming out of your eyes?
Oh well, yeah, but you taught me how to do that before. I knew that. That's why I can do it so quickly. I've learned so much from
Yeah,
you.
there's no antidote for that. It just has to, because I learned this from the Norman Paulsen book. I believe he's still alive. He owns a kind of spiritual retreat in Santa Barbara, and he was a young man when he was with Yogananda. And the one reason he couldn't remain in the fellowship with Yogananda is because he had other stuff to do. He came to do like spiritual warrior stuff. And when he was at the lowest of the low, he lost his wife because the wife left him, and he couldn't see their child. He lost his job. I mean, everything that he had worked for just disintegrated. He was stuck in a hospital with a broken foot. He was in traction, so he had reached the bottom of the bottom. And at that moment, when he was in the hospital, he had to confront the form of Lucifer, and describes this as a he says you could tell right away that he this is a creature from another civilization and another time, because he describes this 12-foot man covered in shiny metallic clothing that felt alive. Wink, wink, David Wilcock. And he's wearing like a tiny, shiny helmet, and he's carrying this long flute, and he confronts him. He looks down at him because he's in the bed with a broken foot, and he says, "You think a powerless pup like you can hurt me?" So he picked up the flute and he starts playing, and he could see in his mind's eye that he was the sound of that flute was making people kind of crazy. They wanted to get up in arms and start, riots and fighting and war in different parts of the world. So that's when he did his thing, and he opened up his crown chakra, allowing his I Am presence to pour in. And when the two beams of adamantine particles hit the body of Lucifer, it started evaporating like smoke. He started from the head down, and when the beams were down to the waistline, it's like he says that it looked ridiculous. The two legs went up into the air and they hit the roof, and they were like thrashing about trying to get out of the room, and he finally dissolved the whole thing. So that night, that form of Lucifer was defeated. And the remaining of the days that he was there in the hospital at night, the entities, the dark etheric entities, kept circling around him, like sharks around a barge, around the raft, but they wouldn't get near him because they were afraid of him. And one of them said to him, "He who defeats Lucifer must take his place." And he responded back, "What? He was so big, I could never fit him in my book of life." And he just dismissed him. But that was a tremendous battle, and that's where I learned that. And that was the thing, because he explains in the book the reason these creatures, these entities, fell to the depths that they fell is because in their thirst for adventure and discovery and learning, they went to parts of the universe where they lost their connection to source. And that made them crazy. It made them totally bonkers. And from that moment on, all they wanted is somehow, some way to get back to source. So they figured, okay, if we gather up enough energy, we start consuming the energy of other beings, will be able to make it back home. So that's why he makes that declaration. Receive you and restore your soul. Because that's what they want. They want source. And that's why they went crazy. They lost source. So if any of this makes sense to you.
Yes, it does. Now, let me ask you this. Could we do it again, but this time actually put something there?
Such as?
Well, such as the etheric devices we were just talking about. But more than that, compassion and empathy.
Yeah, and it's Gaia, the one that's putting the devices. I mean, we're just witnessing it, and she's the one putting the energy.
Right, in a little purple ray, you know.
Sure.
Like a little stew of just positive energy.
Yeah, since you can witness the place, you can seal the whole place up. So, or you could even conceivably put just one huge, gigantic fullerene encompassing whatever property is, whatever the size of this mine is, wrap it up in a giant fullerene. So I was requesting that it be shut down permanently. Let this be a lesson to everyone. Just put it out of business. Shut it up, seal it, do whatever you need. Just stop this, all mining operations there. I mean, that was my request, but it makes perfect sense.
I know nothing about what caused it or started it or nothing.
In the article in Facebook, the EPA is claiming responsibility that one of their employees made a mistake, but then, I don't know.
Well, I said, Sean, he was reading a discussion about what this other guy had said. If you do this, this is what's going to happen. And he was reading the guy's report, you know. You're going to put the water in there. The water's going to back up. It's going to go through all the fissures. It's going to, and he even gave how much pressure would be built up, and that once the pressure built up to a certain point, it would just start blowing rock apart. And once that happened, it was no stopping anything. And apparently, that's what happened. And it was all under the auspices of what the EPA was doing. Now, see, I think these people have all been possessed by total evil, and they're just lashing out at nature. It's like, you know, they may have come to the conclusion that, you know, Gaia exists, and what are you going to do? You're going to attack her?
Yeah. Yeah, that's really smart. The flea killing the dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really, really smart.
Right.
Well, it's so.
Okay, so talk me through it again. Only this time we're gonna put stuff there too.
Okay,
we're just
so,
gonna make it a. We're gonna think of it as a fullerene, right in that cavern. Not too big a fullerene, and we're gonna just fill it. We're gonna fill it with all of this good compassion, the purple ray, empathy. That's all we need, I think. And just, you know, fill it so that it continually beams out. It just become a beacon of
So you don't want to surround the mine with the fullerene? You want to put fullerenes inside the mine? I want to get a
No, I want Okay, we can just stop all the stuff, you know. I mean, yes, we can put a fullerene around that stuff to stop it. But I'm more concerned about having an opportunity where so many people are focused in on this, that every time they focus in on it, they're going to inadvertently hit this compassion, this purple ray, this awakening ray, this empathy energy because their focus is on it. Sound right?
Correct.
Okay, now, as far as the minds go,
so in that case, we could enlist.
Etherically and in our reality, we can just close them all off. We can just have Mother just squeeze them shut. Okay, not a problem. Just squeeze them shut, lock everything into place, but then you still got all the toxins in there. So that's not going to work. So, okay, what we'll do is we'll go and we'll
I'll just clean out the, I'll clean out all the mine areas through that whole area. We just get rid of the whole stuff. But first I want to put that energy thing there. Okay, so
Okay.
we'll go back in and we'll build a fullerene that's the size of the cavern like I explained to you. Just think of yourself being halfway up the cavern in this river below you.
What do you want the fullerene to be made of? The purple ray or adamantine particles? The adamantine particles, it's a trap. Whoever looks at it is going to get hit with this
I like that.
liberating thing. So you can visualize a fractal fullerene made up of infinite number of adamantine particles.
And
So
what
it's
is an adamantine particle?
these are the high velocity particles. They're the only way to describe them is divine energy. That's why there's no antidote to it.
Okie dokie.
And you have your tonal code, so you can invoke your divinity to come in and do that.
Okay, talk me through it too. We're gonna start with a chakra and all that.
Okay, so breathe in deeply to get the energy circulating. And you're just going to become aware of the crown chakra opening up like flower petals. So at one point, anybody looking at you might think you're wearing a little crown on your head. And as it opens up, the I Am presence that shares a you share a chakra with your higher self, which is about a hand's breadth above your head. So that's like a portal there. So as your crown chakra opens, through that chakra, you can allow your I Am presence to pour into you. And then your eyes become living projectors for this energy. So as you are witnessing this cavern, allowing, the adamantine particles to pour in through you, you see them assembling themselves as a not only a fullerene field, but a fractal fullerene field, that each node is a fullerene, and each node of that is a fullerene, and so on into infinity. So this fractal fullerene field made up of adamantine particles is to be stationed here permanently to transmute and liberate energies. Anything that is of a negative spin. And because of the nature of the fullerene, it works throughout all dimensions, from first dimension all the way up to the 12th dimension. It is present everywhere. You cannot go around it or bypass it. There is no loophole for a fullerene. It is conscious, it's alive, and whoever becomes aware of it is going to be automatically hit with adamantine particles. Because it is enabled by the divinity code, it can pour in, it can bring in and project adamantine particles all day long. It never wears out. Because the fullerene has access to infinite space, infinite energy. And all the nature spirits and our beings should be able to avail themselves of this power to protect themselves and to be helped in their tireless task of helping to heal nature and all the life of nature.
Okay, what's so interesting about it is that at first I couldn't get locked into the river at all. I was like in space, and that's where the fullerene was created. And then I sort of was following it more than it doing anything, and it went over the cavern and set itself down just so very, very gently in there, you know? And then I decided that you had not talked me through the emotion thing, putting in the compassion and the you know, the purple ray was there, but the compassion wasn't. So I opened up my heart chakra, and when I did, I connected with the reality dialer and the energies that are there, and then that connected me to the cube. It etherically duplicated itself and ended up right in the middle of the foolery. Okay.
Perfect.
Then when you started to talk about the elementals, it was like flashes of energy came off of this fullerene and smacked every animal and every elemental in through the area and just covered them. Not, yeah, with a fullerene. It was a fullerene. Yeah, because it just was this white light around him, but now that I look at it, it's fullerene. So now let's just go deal with the minds.
Okay.
Let me see how she wants to do this.
So this cavern where you put the fullerene is different than the mines?
Yeah, the mines are on the side. We've taken care of the between the river. We're suspended over the river, right between, you know, the I don't know if you call it a valley or a channel or what, but where the two cliff sides are, they're completely filled with the fullerene. Okay, but the soil itself where the mine is. Okay, that needs to be cleared out because it's still full of such poison and awfulness. Okay.
Well, the earth elementals are now protected with fullerenes, so they can work at neutralizing this because the Shanghai by its very nature.
She's building one of the. She's put one of the.
I lost your voice.
Somehow it muted itself. How weird was that? I didn't move my hands. It muted itself. Okay. I think what happened is that I might have bumped it, or I don't know. Anyway, okay. So what she's doing is she's putting up a life pyramid, a tetrahedron, the black one, just like, you know, we got in the zapper.
Mm-hmm.
And basically she's just sucking that stuff up, putting it in there.
Because it can be, that's the thing that I was going to ask. It can be demanifested.
Exactly what she's doing.
Half of it is already in the quantum, and it can just be dematerialized.
Right. That's what she's doing.
And that's the beauty of the Shanghai, that anything noxious gets deactivated.
Okay, let's put those other three in place. Well, actually, they're not there yet. Okay, we're gonna take the sun guys, and we're gonna put the tetrahedron on top of it. We're gonna make three of them. One's going above where we've got the fullerene right now. No, we don't do one above. We do one below. Three of them are all below.
Below
the toxin, because nothing is the fullerene. We don't have to go above the river, above where the fullerene is. The fullerene is there. All we're going to do is clear out the water right now as quickly as possible.
Okay.
All right. So they want all three of them down river.
Okay.
Equidistant. I don't know what that computes in miles. Just equidistance, and they need the three of them because of the cohesion.
Okay.
Did I say that right, cohesion?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Well, not cohesion, it's the coherence.
Coherence, there it is. I knew I was wrong. Okay. All right, so let me see, where are we at? Okay, there's gin all over the place. Okay. They're asking me, are we activated? I'm asking Gaia.
Are they asking to activate the three tetrahedrons?
Correct. She's saying wait.
Okay.
Oh, wow. What she's waiting on is that we are not alone. There's a tremendous number of light workers who are focused on the same thing. And she's waiting for a certain amount of energy to build. Not that she needs it.
Can we enlist the help of the Shanghai grid to give us a boost?
Yes.
So let the Shanghai grid come in and feed each of these three tetrahedrons.
Well, it's more than that. There's people out there that are doing basically the same thing we are. What I'm getting is that the Shungite grid, just turn it on full blast, boosh, boom, power's up, okay? Now the power that's up is going to be used by all those other people, like Gene is probably doing this now.
Okay.
You know, anybody that is connected to the whatever we're connected to is got the mission that we got to focus in on this thing. So those people are all focusing in on it. The satellite system is pulled, has gone way up in power, so that their thoughts are now going to be imbued with more, not so much power, as they're developing the same frequency. And it's when that frequency gets to a certain point, those things are going to turn on. And there's going to be a backlash when they turn on towards everybody that's doing this, and they're going to have like a aha moment. An awakening of some sort. This is big. This is much bigger than I thought we were going to get into.
In my imagination, I saw myself talking to all these guys who created the secret space program and just daydreaming. And I'm thoroughly disgusted by the obscene pathological arrogance that allowed this thing to exist by exploiting the rest of us. And I imagine myself telling them, you know what? You can keep your Star Trek civilization because while you were building it, the rest of us on Earth, we became the Q. Once you're fully awake and you got all your DNA, what do I want a spaceship for? What do I want to get inside a tin can for?
Okay, the other things turned on and just backlashed.
They turned on?
Yeah. It wasn't a big, I thought it was going to be like, turn on and boom, hit these people. No, they're turned on, and it's a very gentle frequency that's being sent back over the same network that they sent it out. All these people out there, all these light workers are about to change drastically.
So this is feeding back on the light workers or feeding back on the guys who...
No, it's feeding back on the light workers, what we just did, because they sent all this energy into Colorado to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
When we turned on the satellites to full power, their thoughts, their energy, you know, their beam, okay, got completely energized with the Shungite. And because we, as the witnesses, are knowing what we're doing with the field... That field got empowered that thought form. So it's like a huge thought form, but the thought form, it's like the dream cities.
Mm.
Remember how the dream cities were being created because of the energy from the people? It's the same sort of thing. So there's this huge thought form that is in reality what is allowing what we're doing to work. Yes, Gaia could do it by herself, but not really. Not at this point in the game. She needs us to be there. She needs the witnessing. She needs...
Plus, it's our duty because as humans, we broke it, we fix it.
And we have to have a story. So the story is that all these people that took... You know, and it doesn't matter what time. It didn't have to be time now. I mean, it's because it's going back and forth in time. It's anybody that got focused on this that was bad, put that crap there. They just got zapped because we sent it back to them. With, you know, connection to source. These guys that are light workers put the energy out there. The Shungite boosted it and gave it a similar frequency. So that when it hit those three devices that are there, they turned on and then a resonant, like an echo, if you will, okay, came off of them. And I thought it was going to come off high or hard. But it's very sweet. It's very like, just, and it's pulsing. It's definitely pulsing. So they should feel really good in the morning.
Okay, so then you on the 3D world, you still have to.
Yes. We still have to do that. We have to commit to do that.
I know you don't do phone calls. Is it conceivable that you might speak with this person on the phone to get more info, more details?
Well, it's Gene's friend.
Okay.
Okay. So, what kind of details do you want?
Well, is she near the tributary? Is her property facing the tributary? If we sent her a device, do you have any issues dropping it in the middle of the river? You know,
yeah, we've got to have Gina talk to her to say, you know, because basically if she drops it over a bridge, she's just got to get it in the river for the gin.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's a storyline. It's already been taken care of on our 3D, our reality. There wasn't any problem to begin with, but in our reality, now we've got this mesh of new reality for the 3D that's there because I don't want the suffering. I don't want any of that shit to happen. So every once in a while, maybe we're going to be called on to clean up something that, you know, got by us. And that's what I think this is.
The first thing that flashed in my mind when I saw the pictures, terrible pictures, what about the underground water? You know, the river is not waterproof. It is, you know, that water that's flowing along the river is seeping into the earth. Cleaning the river is secondary, considering that you might contaminate the aquifers for centuries. So this was, you know, like you said, major disaster. It was almost like a smaller version of the Gulf thing.
Or a larger version.
Or larger versions, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed that. I know it was somewhat technical, but it's so demonstrative of what can be. And as I told you in the beginning, it appears to have worked. I will also acknowledge that it might have done that if we weren't involved. But the most important thing that I learned from it, assuming it's real, is the power of numbers. We weren't able to turn on the system until all those lights came on throughout the United States. What was that about? That was about people getting up and seeing the news and suddenly realizing, oh my God, this is terrible. No, I don't want that to happen. And all those people that engaged, even not realizing what they were engaging with, was the power behind being able to do what I believe we did. With the help of Gaia, the djinn, the elementals, all of the things that he mentions, the Shungite grid, the Shungite satellite grid, all of this stuff came together. But it was powered by people, the thoughts of people, the intentions of people. This is the real gift that we have, is our intentions. Those intentions are always based on emotion. And emotion is very, very powerful. We will talk about that maybe next time. Thanks for listening. Be safe. See you next time.
Say what? Say what radio show. With no agenda. It's always a surprise. But if we're not having fun, we're doing something wrong.